major Mexican-American reality TV and music star is dead after a plane crash in Mexico yesterday. Jenny Rivera was in Mexico flying from one concert to another when the private plane she was on lost contact with air traffic controllers. Mexican authorities have identified what appears to be the wreckage of the plane, and there are no signs of any survivors. Rivera was born here in Southern California to a family that is a force in the traditional banda style of music that's popular along the border and beyond. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco is with us to talk more about this. And this is a very sad news for a lot of her fans. I gather there's been a lot of reaction to Rivera's death.
That's right, Renee. You know, Jenny Rivera was a huge star in the U.S. and Mexico. She had sold more than 15 million albums. She was an award winner. You know, she was also a 43-year-old mother of five and a grandmother, and was known as the diva of banda music, a sort of brass polka sound that started in Sinaloa in northern Mexico. One of her best-known songs is La Gran Señora, the Great Lady. It's a woman-to-woman message to a mistress to back off from her man.
And I gather beyond her music, Rivera's personal life did get a lot of attention, too.
Well, yes, on the mic and on TV, Jenny Rivera was very open about her problems, including being divorced, which she recently announced she would be for the third time. And watching the soap opera of Jenny Rivera's life was part of her popularity in the U.S. and in Mexico.
And Jenny Rivera found stardom later than many musicians. I mean, she had started a family, but she did have a deep family tradition to draw on. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, she was born in Long Beach, California, and she was just a sophomore in high school when she had the first of her five children. But Jenny Rivera also comes from a musical dynasty. Her father, Pedro Rivera, started out selling mixtapes in the swap meets around Long Beach, and it was there that his kids grew up listening and learning as Pedro became a producer of narco-corridos, ballads glorifying narco-traffickers, drug lords in Mexico. Pedro started a record company, Cintos Acuario, and that's where Jenny first worked and developed her singing chops along with her four brothers. Jenny was not the only famous Rivera. Her brother Lupillo is also a huge superstar singer of regional Mexican music in the U.S. and Mexico. But it was Jenny who got her own reality show on Telemundo's Mundos. For three seasons of I Love Jenny, the cameras followed her as she raised her family. She got remarried and she went on tour in the U.S. and Mexico. Her antics were such a hit that Mundos even gave her oldest daughter, Chiquis, her own spin-off TV show. And when she died, Jenny Rivera was also set to take another big step. She was developing a show for ABC, a comedy about a single mother, a businesswoman, much like herself.
And again, singer Jenny Rivera died at the age of 43 in a plane crash in Mexico yesterday. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.